You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Things in Israel are, you know, always exciting, always changing, always beautiful. If you've never been, I encourage you, given the opportunity to get to Israel, whether you plan your own trip or go with a group. But from time to time, we have opportunity to get some updates. And before I bring in our guest, I want to call attention to, I was watching TV, late last week, and I saw Ambassador Huckabee in Israel talking about being in Bethlehem. Now, he's, you know, relatively new ambassador there for the United States, and he's done several trips to Israel, but he was mentioning that this would be his first Christmas. I don't know if it's his first in Israel, but it'll be his first in Bethlehem. And he went on to talk about how special that was because of how, you know, the celebrations that have gone on in years past there have not been happening in recent years, but things a little bit back to quote unquote normal there. As a matter of fact, John Buchanan of Newsmax with Ambassador Huckabee, they launched a Christmas special last Friday, and it's available to watch on Newsmax and Newsmax 2. Actually, I noticed it'll be on this afternoon on Newsmax and tonight on Newsmax 2. You can go to their websites to find out more, newsmax.com, and pad yourself around to find the schedules for both of those streaming opportunities, whether it's Newsmax or Newsmax 2. But with that, let me bring in our guest today. Yasmin joins us from, I believe, Yasmin, are you currently in Nazareth?
Exactly. I'm currently in Nazareth.
Okay. And this is home for you. I'm so glad that you have opportunity to be home in Nazareth. Now, before I start asking about the experience there during Christmas, we've had you on before. Some of our listeners may remember the interview we did in regards to Magen David Adom, which I believe you continue to volunteer at Magen David Adom, the first response service in Israel.
Right. So I've been serving with Magen David Adom for about 11 years, Israel's Emergency Medical and Blood Services. And I volunteer here in Nazareth and the northern region of Israel.
Okay. And obviously, you being there for 11 years, I imagine if you weren't already serving back in October of 2023, shortly that day or soon after, you sprung to work and reached out to many people who needed assistance. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is more the area you serve in the northern part of Israel? I want to say I read something where you had experienced some clashes with Hezbollah, which, mm-hmm. if people are not up to speed on that, Hezbollah, of course, primarily residing in southern Lebanon or all of Lebanon?
I'm currently serving in the northern side of Israel, so we meet lots of emergency cases from bombs in southern Lebanon, mainly, okay, as we are on the borders in the north of Israel and the south of Lebanon.
Now, for those not familiar with Magen David Adom, it's essentially Israel's equivalent to the American Red Cross. Right. It's a nonprofit organization that they are first responders. And actually, if you haven't been to the website, we would encourage you to go to savinglivesinisrael.org and find out more about the work that they do and how you can support this nonprofit organization. Made up, it's a potpourri of people like yourself, Yasmin, whether it's Jews or Christians or Messianic Jews or
Right? From the
Arabs.
whole mosaic of Israel.
It's a wonderful people that makes up the entire nation. You have, as you mentioned, been there 11 years, and I want to get back to finding your way back to home in Nazareth for Christmas. And as I mentioned, Governor Huckabee experiencing what hasn't happened in Bethlehem for a time is happening this year, and much the same is happening in Nazareth. Can you kind of tell us, how you grew up experiencing Christmas in Nazareth, and what has it been like the last few years in contrast to what you're going to experience there this year?
Right. So I grew up in Nazareth. I was born in Nazareth as well. We experience, Christmas, this amazing season and holiday, and the Christmas scene, the streets alive and people celebrating decorations. People celebrating the birth of Jesus. People are happy. You could feel the joy and the peace. And the last 2 years have been very difficult. Nazareth felt quiet, felt heavy. Like joy had been put on hold, I would say, and people were, I'd say, grieving, worried, and carrying a lot of pain. But this Christmas, after a while, and mainly after 2 years of war, seeing the streets come alive again, I think it's very meaningful. And it mainly to see Nazareth come alive. Jesus was born, I think that during this amazing season, to see Nazareth come alive again, it feels like people are breathing, this is exactly the atmosphere, and these are the words and the sentences people keep saying all the time here in Nazareth, that we feel like people are breathing again, are living again, can celebrate, can see the peace, can see the light, after years of war and challenges here in the country.
Now, for those who may already be supporting Magen David Adom through the website at Saving Lives in Israel, or maybe those who are not, you mentioned the streets are alive. Are there festivals? Are there tree lightings? Are there markets that aren't, haven't been there?
Yes.
If you can go into more detail, paint us a
Of
picture
course.
and make people want to make that call and as soon as they can
I love this school. I love it.
plan their own trip to Israel, which yeah, and
Wow.
I will say personally, I've only been once, but for me as a Christian, it very much illustrated the Bible that I read. So when I hear about places like Nazareth or Jerusalem, or the Dead Sea, or the River Jordan, or the location where Gideon and his soldiers, where we read about them in the Bible, but it illustrates these areas and stories and things that we read. Tell us more about the celebration that may cause someone to go, I need to get to Israel and see this for myself.
Wow. I would say maybe the first thing that came to mind when you said, like, to illustrate, I think Nazareth is glowing again with the warm lights over the streets, Christmas tree lightnings in the squares. And I would say that, this is amazing, the city where Jesus grew up. And those lights that feel like hope and shining, all over the city. There are many Christmas markets, and not only in one location. This year, like, we have, even if I'm not mistaken, more than four locations of Christmas markets in the city of Nazareth only. This is amazing, with tree lighting, performances, kids singing all over like the city in every Christmas market locations. I think it's amazing. I haven't seen Nazareth for a very long time celebrating.
Very good. So I'm going to guess that it brings back memories of childhood. And what are some of your fondest memories of celebrating Christmas in Nazareth?
Throughout the years, we are used to do as a habit every year in Christmas season to visit elderly people and needy people, go and visit them and make them feel the Christmas warmth and Christmas love and share with them the values of Christmas, because Christmas is not only with decorations and festivals and tree lightnings and celebrations outside with markets. We are celebrating Jesus' birth. And in Christianity, we believe in values of love, of peace, of giving the other, and many more. And I think this is the core of this season. So what we usually do in this season every single year is to visit needy people in need, elderly people, go to hospitals and try to let patients and people in need also not feel that they cannot attend festivals or tree lightnings or Christmas market, but to bring Christmas and the values of Christmas and this beautiful atmosphere to their own home, to the place they are at. So this is the thing that is very, I would say, is a main thing that we do every year here in the city.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Yasmin. She is a volunteer with Magen David Adom, Israel's emergency services system. You can find out more about it at savinglivesinisrael.org, a nonprofit organization. You can prayerfully consider your support for the work that they do, the staff and volunteers throughout Israel. I'm going to guess, Yasmin, the services of Magen David Adom cover from the northern borders of Israel to close to the border with Egypt and Gaza. Is this true?
Right. Every single spot in Israel. Yeah. Definitely. That's true.
Yeah. So you could go find out more there. And Yasmin, with that, I'm going to encourage our listeners to pray for your safety and pray for your joyous celebration of Christmas back home in Nazareth. We so much appreciate the time you've taken for us to kind of get a glimpse into how Christmas is being celebrated this year in the city where Christ was born. We thank you for your time, and God bless you. Look forward to catching up again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.